The offensive was rapid and overwhelming. Militants fighting under ISIL's banner taking over town after town in northern Iraq. Now they're meeting with more resistance in places like Tikrit. And top U.S. General Martin Dempsey says it appears their reach is waning.
They're stretched right now, stretched to control what they've gained and stretched across their logistics lines of communication.
That's given Iraq's security forces time to regroup.
The ISF is stiffening, that they're capable of defending Baghdad, that they would be challenged to go on the offense, mostly logistically challenged.
But even as Iraq uses planes from Russia and Iran to expand its reach against ISIL, Iraqi officials are upset similar help from the U.S. has been slow to materialize, despite the presence of nearly 200 military advisors and surveillance from ships in the Persian Gulf. And analysts say there may well be reason to worry, even about Baghdad. Jessica Lewis at the Institute for the Study of War.
I think it's very possible for ISIS to execute a faraway offensive in order to distract or draw ISF forces away and leave Baghdad more vulnerable.
Recent U.S. actions also suggest Washington's heightened concern, sending additional troops to Iraq to provide security for the embassy and the airport, backed by Apache attack helicopters. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel.
We're helping provide our diplomats time and space to work with Sunni, Kurd, Shia political leaders as they attempt to form a new, inclusive national unity government.
U.S. military officials insist an inclusive government is the most effective way for Iraq to answer ISIL's brutality, saying without political progress, the future is pretty bleak. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.